إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة. As usual, I welcome all of you, and we continue tonight the reading, the explanation of the hadith number 35 that we started last week from the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi from al-Minha al-Rabbaniya fi sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiya, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan bin Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. آمين. I'm going to read once again the hadith. Hadith number 35 in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره. التقوى ها هنا، ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات. بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام، دمه وماله وعرضه. رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, in this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim رحمه الله in his Sahih, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تحاسدوا. Do not envy one another, don't have the hasad. And do not inflate prices one to another, and do not hate one another. And these are three things we have already, alhamdulillah, covered the last class. Do not turn away from one another, and do not undercut one another, but be you, O servants of Allah, brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he fail him. He neither lies to him, nor does he hold him in contempt. Piety is right here, and he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pointed to his chest three times. It is evil enough for a man to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. The hold of a Muslim for another Muslim is sacred. His blood, his property, and his honor. Sheikh Salih Hafidhahu Ta'ala, just to remind you, he said this hadith is a great hadith that comprehend and include the akhlaq that should be displayed among the Muslims. The excellent morals of Al-Islam and the etiquettes of Al-Islam that should be displayed among the Muslims. Because the Muslims, they're supposed to be brothers, and they have to benefit from this brotherhood that is legislated to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Muslims, they have to be like one body. They help and assist and aid one another and work together upon birr and taqwa. And likewise, Islam forbade us from anything that may bring chaos and split the ranks of the Muslims. Anything that may bring disunity and bring enmity and discord among the Muslims. Things that make forbidden. So it is upon us to pay attention, to learn. Lest every one of us pay attention. Lest us correct our mistakes and our faults. If any one of us have any of these traits, of these characteristics, Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and aid us to clear them out from our hearts. But we have to take the means and through knowledge. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدابروا. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله المدابرة هي الإعراض, إعراض البعض عن البعض الآخر. والذي ينبغي لك أن تستقبل أخاك بالبشر وبالسرور, أما أن تعرض عنه وتدبر عنه وتوليه ظهرك فهذا يدل على شر, إلا إذا لم يكن فيه إلا الخير فلا تدبر عنه بل أقبل عليه وبش له. الشيخ said المدابرة is to turn away from each other. He says what is incumbent upon us as Muslims, when you see your brother, you smile in their faces and be kind to them. When you meet your Muslim brother, you meet them with a cheerful face. Now, with a cheerful face. But as for certain people see a Muslim come and turn away for personal reasons, that's not from this brotherhood. This is not from the good manners of Islam. Even if you may have a conflict with a Muslim, you settle the problems. Even if it's not settled, he's still your brother. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, him and another person, they had to discuss a matter and they couldn't agree. And they were still discussing. Times came and they left. And they still didn't, no one convinced the other. But Imam Shafi'i saw the same person in the masjid for salat. He took him by the hand. He says, look, just because me and you, we disagree on the matter, man, listen, we're still brothers. We're still brothers. Some people, actually disagree with you in one little issue, that's it. They erase your name from their phones, and that's it. They go too far, Yahi. They bring things from themselves because of their ignorance. And usually those people, you find them, they weak. They don't attend the masajid regularly. They don't attend the classes of knowledge. So how are they going to change their behavior and their attitude? Claiming Salafiyah is one thing, but acting upon it, that's another thing. Everybody can claim Salafiyah. Now a person, alhamdulillah, can be around Salafis in a Salafi masjid. But it's not enough for a person to be a true Salafi only by affiliation, just because he affiliates himself with the Salafi masjid. Unless and until that person seek knowledge, because Salafiyah is a knowledge base. Salafiyah is not a gang or a party that you have a membership with. Salafis don't give no memberships, they give no cards. You want to be Salafi? Prove it to your Lord. You don't have to tell me that you're Salafi. We have to act upon Salafiyya in Aqeedah, in Ibadah, in Akhlaq and manners. Certain people, they have the most despicable of manners in Salafiyya. They cheat, take people's money and don't give it back. You just, for subhanAllah, they want to fight you, they don't care who you are. They want to inflict harm to you. And you be made, you subhanAllah, what's this, is this jinn talking, or is the brother I know for years talking? Who's talking now? Is he possessed, this person? It's because of ignorance. There's certain people, they just, alhamdulillah, they find themselves around Salafis and they think that's enough for them. It's not enough. Salafiyah is knowledge. You gotta seek knowledge from the ulama at home and be in the circles of knowledge and learn with your brothers, because that's what brings love. When you spend quality time with your brothers in the masjid and the salat, in learning, doing work for the sake of Allah, spend time, quality time with your brothers upon obedience to Allah, that's what brings that love and that respect. Those who they always pray next to each other, they're always in the masjid, they're always, mashallah, in the classes next to each other, shaitan, it's difficult for him to get between them. Even if Shaitan tried to bring something, they're like, oh, that's my brother, man. Easy. But if someone don't come around, it's easy for him to. Allah as-salam al-afiyah. So here, the Shaykh, he says, the Muslim supposed to meet his Muslim brother with a cheerful face. Aynan. You don't give your back to your brother. Aynan. Rather, when you see your brother coming, make yourself available. Unless if you're busy doing something else. But if you're standing somewhere and your Muslim brother coming your way, prepare yourself to greet him with a cheer. From, he didn't even get to you. You already have a nice, cheerful face. Beautiful smile. Not people turn away. La ilaha illallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala afiyah. And that shows the ignorance that we still within ourselves. And may Allah teach us and grant us beneficial knowledge. We have ignorance, ya akhwan. Sometimes the way we deal with one another and act around each other, whether in the masjid or amongst the community, the people in the community, or at home with our wives, our children, sometimes worse with our parents. You know, it's amazing. Some out of ignorance. May Allah help us. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض قال هذا مثل ما مر في النجس إنه إساءة في المعاملة فإذا باع أخوك سلعة فلا تذهب إلى المشتري وتقول أنت مغبون أنا عندي لك أرخص منها أو أحسن منها فتدخل عليه الحزن وربما تفسد المعاملة بينهما وتوقع بينهما النزاع فيطلب الإقالة خصوصا إذا كان بيعا فيه خيار وقد جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال دعوا الناس يرزق الله بعضهم من بعض خرجه مسلم من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما and then the Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan is going to explain the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he says ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. In English they translate and do not undercut one another. And do not undercut one another. The Sheikh explains, Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, he says this same ruling on this action, the same ruling on the Najsh. Remember the Najsh? Who still remember the Najsh from last week? What's a Najsh? Naam Nasser?
Where somebody's selling something, they mm-hmm. have like a partner, somebody come up and try to jack up the price.
Ahsan. That's exactly. That a person is selling a product, a car for example, and here is a buyer, he's trying to make a deal, and here is another person come in, he may be the partner. One thing for sure, he's not interested in buying the car. But he just come because the other person, and he's like, oh no, no. How much? 35? I give you 4,000, akhi. 4,000. Then the other man, because he need the car, he's like, akhi, really? Yeah, man, 4,000, akhi. Hold on, hold it. I'm going here to get you the money. Now, akhi, 42. 42? Then the other one. See, they partner, they're like, akhi, he says 42. What's he? 42? 45. 45? Please, akhi. Akhi, I need it too, you know. Okay. Then the man is like, Akhi, 47 is okay. Akhi, he said 47. 5,000. Now the man, he can't. You know, he can't go no more. He's like, well, he can have it. Then the other man says, listen, I want to sell it to you. Just give me the 47. Why you want to sell it to him? That's not permissible. Sheikh says the same thing here. If you know that your brother bought something from another Muslim, don't go to him. Because people do these things. Two people sell the same product, for example. Say shoes. And he sees shoes on him. Worst if he already wearing them. Say, okay, where you get those from? I got them from brother so-and-so. I'm not going to mention no names. because sometimes the names match and like, he's talking about us. All right, so-and-so. Nobody's named so-and-so, right? Abdul Majid, do you know anybody's name so-and-so?
None if I can recall.
And, Bob, you'll be amazed, brother. Still a phone call. I'm so-and-so you were talking about. All right. I send them to you, Abdul Majid. So he came to him, he's like, where do you get this snake, something? From so-and-so. How much? 45. What? Come on, I sent him for 35. I gave him to you for 35 from the box, Akhi. Come on, man. SubhanAllah. His brother, astaghfirullah. You see? Now, the Shaykh said, this is no good. Why is it no good? Because he said, he gave us the, what's going to happen now? That person who just put, he already paid 45. This person, I gave him to you for 35. I have him in a trunk right now. What he's going to feel right now? Huh? He's going to like, why the other brother, Akhi? The other guy says, Akhi, this price 35. Everybody sell him for 35. I don't know. Why the brother sell him to him? I don't know. That's your business. Now, if you want them, I have 35. So if I take him back in it, I'm not telling you what to do. You see? But hey, I got them. I got a whole track full of them. You see? Now this brother going to go to the other brother, say, Akhi, you got to take this. Akhi, I saw you in Asr wearing them. How am I going to take sneakers? Akhi, but you cheated me and you overcharged me because I'm your Muslim brother. And this and that and a lot of mess, you see. Can't do that. That's it. That person, he bought the product, don't come. Don't tell him, look, man, how much I give it to you for less. Blah. Because it brings problems. And that's what brings problems. This is one example. There's so many examples of the things that you wonder why these people, they're not talking to each other, they're not good, why they have all these issues and problems. Because of these things. They don't know these principles and they don't apply these things. Worst, even in marriage, a man go and ask the hand of a woman and then for whatever reason he go, no, I'm better. I got a better job. Or even somebody, third party, Akhi, you marry her to your brother? Akhi, he's struggling. I got somebody good for you, man. He got his own house and he has good money. You see problems? And we have that. وَلَا يَخْتَبْ عَلَى خِطْبَةِ أَخِي. You don't, if someone already asked the hand of a woman and they agreed, they said, Inshallah. All right, we take in consideration your offer. Even though they didn't make a decision, it's not permissible for anyone to go and give the khutbah because now they're dealing with him. Okay? Because they give him the okay. They says, okay, inshallah, let's talk about more steps now. Let's try to get to know you more, your family. That's it. You got to wait. The sunnah is that you wait until one of the parties, whether the man says, I'm not interested anymore, or the people, they say, Akhi, Jazakallah khair, Barakallahu fiqh for your consideration, but you're not. Jazakallah khair, you know. Barakallah, you know. So the Prophet and the Shaykh, he says, because this action bring conflict between the people, not only between the person who bought the product and the one who sold it to him, but then he's going to tell him, wait a minute, why? And he said, I find it cheaper from brother so-and-so. Now look, it's like three people now getting a big problem. Now he's going to say, Akhi, subhanAllah, how are you going to do this, man? SubhanAllah, taqillah. Before you know it, you know what happened. Allah understand. That's why it's very serious, ya Akhwan. We continue to remind. I'm just reminding for myself, we have to leave this Salafiyya, man, for real. Salafiyya is not a slogan, man, that you have on your t-shirt, like people used to have years ago. Salafiyya, I don't know what they do in the streets, man. You will tell them, just change that t-shirt, man. SubhanAllah, you're giving bad reputation to that name. You know? Salafiyya is a practice. Whatever you are, your relationship with your Lord first. You're not going to come and be a nice guy around the people. You know, you gotta be with your Lord first. What is your relationship with Allah? How you behave and act? And then with the people, the closest to you, your parents, your family, neighbors, partners, people you deal with. Aynam, ya ikhwan. And then the Shaykh mentioned a hadith in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhumah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, leave the people, benefit from one another. Allah, He's the one who gives rizq. When that person sell that car, or sell that house, or sell that product, yeah, it's not because of his skills only. Yeah, some people, they have skills and they talk. That's a rizq from Allah. Allah gave them that rizq. So he says, leave the people, receive the rizq from Allah by the way of them dealing with one another. So don't cut the rizq from somebody. If somebody buys something, alhamdulillah, you'll be happy. Don't even mention no low price. Because if you, even if you low, say, mention the low price, your brother is going to feel what? Feel some way. Ah, subhanAllah. I don't see, mashallah, looks good in you. Jazakallah khair. Later on, maybe a couple of weeks, he know, he sees on you, Akhi, you sell this too? Yeah, yeah. How much? 35. What happened? Akhi, you know, the market goes up and down, Akhi, you know. Sometimes you sell for 50, sometimes, so that you can, he's like, oh, sometimes you sell for, yeah, depend, Akhi, sometimes you sell for 50, sometimes you sell for 35, sometimes you sell for 40. So this way you can, you have your brother back, as we say. But most definitely those who go and like, look, man, just go to him, Akhi, listen, man, if you, I have it for you. If you take it back, he's supposed to take it. Why should he? That's it, it's final. Naam, barakallahu feekum. Likewise, the Shaykh says, not someone, for example, who sold something, you know, and sold it for cheap. Somebody else can say, I could give you more if you. If you left it, because he needed that merchandise, he said, I will give you a little bit more, man, some extra for it. Now he's going to go to the other person and say, look, Akhi, I don't have nothing for you. They already agreed with the man, look, how much this? $3,000 for this package or whatever, okay? He said, okay, tomorrow I deliver. Another person come to him and say, how much you sold it? $3,000. Akhi, give it $3,200. Really? Yeah, yeah, right now, cash. So he called the other guy and said, Akhi, we don't have it anymore. You see? Problems. Muslims don't do these tricks, man. Muslims, they, subhanAllah, they respect each others. And they conduct themselves, you know, by doing that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَا يَجُوزْ لِأَنَّ هَذَا اَعْتِدَاءٌ عَلَى حَقِّ الْمُسْلِمِ. He said, this is not permissible because now you're oppressing a Muslim. Aina, you're oppressing a Muslim is right to his right. قال إلا إذا استشارك فأبدي له النصيحة التي تراها. He says, it's different if a man come to you, for example, some person, he sold a car, but he maybe he don't know in cars, maybe that's his first car he sell. And he's like, look, Akhi, somebody came and give me this and this money, and I said, okay, you think it's okay? Then at that moment, it's like, yeah, it's okay, man, that's a good price. Or you're like, Akhi, mashallah, but now those cars, they actually look in the market, they're a little bit more than that, okay? Something like that. And the same way you will say, Akhi, mashallah, alhamdulillah, if the brother agreed to that price, but actually those cars, they don't go that high, man. Nah, man. And I'm afraid of the brother know afterwards that. Because this man, he don't know. For example, he sold the car for 5,000. He didn't know. But the Sheikh is saying now, he said, unless if he goes to another person and said to him, Yahi, I just sold this car, such and such, the model, this, for 5,000. Is that okay, man? Because that's my first car, man, my first sale. He may say to him three things. Yes, that's a good price. Yeah, it's in the frame. Or he may say to him, no, Yahi, that's you overcharge the brother. Those guys, they don't go home more than $4,000. And I'm afraid if the brother do a little bit of research, or somebody ask him how much, and then they may tell him, subhanAllah, who? Brother so-and-so? How dare he, you know, really take advantage of you, Yahi, is he? Or even if the car costs more, he says, Akhi, I don't know, that's your business, but this car actually costs more than the 5,000. They go around 7,508. See, this is how we give nasiha. Because, well, keep in mind now why it's permissible in this case, because the person, he's the one who was asking for advice. Not a person nosy, being nosy, is the one who go and talk to him. قال أما ما دام لم يطلب مشورتك فلا تتدخل لأن هذا يحيط ضررا على أخيك المسلم البائع والمشتري. He says, but if a person, if a transaction take place between two Muslims and none of them ask your advice, keep silent and quiet. Because if you go talk to the buyer or talk to the seller, you're gonna create problems. You're gonna create problems. I know. Of course, everybody want to make some sale, want to make a little bit of money. Anyone, any business, trade, you're in your car, you're in housing, you're in sneakers, and I don't know what, everybody wants to make quick flip, right or wrong, Omar? Huh? For example, somebody bought a car, put $7,000, his savings, or maybe he borrowed half of it. You think that person really wants to keep the car for 2 years? Huh? He wants to sell it yesterday. Right or wrong? We don't let the shaitan fool us. Because now he sees somebody, I got it for you for less. What are you talking about? We Muslims, man. That's it. Do that before. Look for the people. I got a car. Follow the means. But if a brother already bought a car, you don't just get to him and say, turn it back. I got something better for you. We don't do things like that. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. الله أكبر. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, but be you, O servant of Allah, brothers. After Allah mentioning this, look, la, 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 la. You see? Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, la. What's those first thing? Who remember? La, na'am. Tahasadu. La. What mean la? Negation. No, don't do it. Prohibited. La tahasadu, number one. What's after that? La tanajashu. Another la. Another thing, stay away from it. Then the third one, what? La tabagadu. The fourth one? لا تدابروا. The fifth one, لا يبيع بعضكم على بيع. But after these five things the Prophet said do not do, then he says, but be all you servants of Allah brothers. The Shaykh says هذا يدل على أن هذه الأمور تؤثر على الإخوة. He says Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned this after these things, be brothers, because these things mentioned before, they affect the brotherhood. They affect the brotherhood. Right, beginners? They affect the brotherhood. They affect the brotherhood. Aynam. He says they affect the brotherhood. فَإِذَا تَرَكْنَاهَا أَصْبَحْنَا إِخْوَانًا. He says if we leave these things and we don't act upon these forbidden things, we'll be real brothers. That's the real brotherhood. We'll be brothers for real. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إنما المؤمنون إخوة. He says indeed the believers are brothers one to another. قال إخوة في الدين لا في النسب. He says they are brothers by this religion, not by lineage. We all brothers. If you look here around us right now, who are brothers for real right now, like from by blood? We got Ukasha, Hudayfa, Zaid. We got Ahmed and Mustafa, we get Ruqay and don't tell me Ibrahim. Who's Ibrahim? You? Not Ibrahim. What's your name?
Ismail.
That was close. Okay? Anybody else? Here, brothers? You and him, your brothers? What's your name? Huh? Khalifa and his name? Isa. Your brothers. Allahu Akbar. See, now I learned something. Luqman. Huh? Laysa laka akhun. MashaAllah. Ana akhuka, inshaAllah. Wa Hussein akhuk. Wa Nasir, wa Muhammad, wa Abdullah, wa Ramadan. Kullum. Akhwan. But see, now we have an example. Blood brothers. Huh? I mean the blood, not the blood on Crips, right? I don't know if you know that one here in South, but all right. I gotta say that because hey, some people just waiting for this. All right, we're talking about by blood, like you have the same mother and father, or the same mother, or the same father. Okay, has nothing to do with the red color. Okay, Tay. But the rest, we're brothers. Me and the Sheikh, we're brothers. Alhamdulillah. We brothers, alhamdulillah, through this religion. قال الشيخ وأخوة الدين أقوى من أخوة النسب. نعم. He said, keep in mind, the brotherhood through religion is stronger than the brotherhood through lineage. قال فالكافر عدوك ولو كان أخا لك من النسب. Because the one who disbelieves in Allah is your enemy, even if you are a brother by blood and by lineage. You see? ولو لم يكن أخاك في النسب وهو الأخ الحقيقي فالأخوة إنما تكون بالدين. He says, but the real brotherhood is the brotherhood by the religion. Aina. And because when the people are really understand this brotherhood and they act upon it, mashallah, they stick together, they love one another, they help and aid one another. He says, look, the other brotherhood is not always smooth like that. Sometimes you find brothers fighting for material things. They brothers from the same father and mother fighting over what? Inheritance. Some they may even kill one another for that. For dunya. But those who are brothers by this deen of Allah, they love one another. Because there is no material things. What gather them is the deen of Allah. Whatever they do it for the sake of Allah. Not for some money or the like. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والولاء والبراء إنما يكون على حسب الإيمان. أي نعم. الولاء والبراء is according to إيمان, not according to lineage or colors or blood. You love people not because they are your color or they are your tribe or they speak your language. No, you love them based on their إيمان. They are upon إيمان. They love Allah. They love His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are upon correct عقيدة, sound minhaj. You love them regardless. What country they came. Regardless, you might never seen them in your life, you still love them, right or wrong? You love the Muslims upon the Haqq in China. You might never meet them. Or even if you meet them in Hajj, you don't even understand one word they said to you, except for that beautiful smile on their face. That is it. And they're your brothers upon the Haqq, upon Islam, upon Minhaj al-Salaf. Aynam. Naam, فَقَدْ يَكُونُ أَخُوكَ مِنَ النَّسَبُ هُوَ عَدُوُكَ فِي الدِّينِ. The Sheikh says, yes, you may have a brother by blood, but he is your enemy in the religion. Yeah. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ لَيْسَ لَكَ أَخًا لَيْسَ أَخًا لَكَ مِنَ النَّسَبُ وَهُوَ أَخُكَ فِي الدِّينِ. And you may not have any brothers من النسب by blood, nothing. Maybe you're the only child for your parents. You have no brother. But you have millions of them, alhamdulillah, in this religion, by religion. By religion, alhamdulillah. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم أخو المسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says المسلم أخو المسلم. The Muslim is A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. قال هذا كقوله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة. So this is like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Indeed, the believers are brothers one to another. Prophet ﷺ, he says, Al-Muslimu akhu al-Muslim. And then the Prophet ﷺ is going to mention other things. La, 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 la. Another four prohibitions. قال المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه. The Muslim is the brother of a Muslim, therefore he does not oppress him. قال الشيخ الظلم هو وضع الشيء في غير موضعه بأي نوع من الظلم. ظلم في النفس أو المال أو العبد. It's a definition of ظلم, oppression, is that when a thing is put in other than its proper place. That's dhulm. Anything that is put in other than its proper place, then it's dhulm. Regardless the types of dhulm and oppression. So we do not oppress one another. The Muslim does not oppress the Muslim in his wealth, in his property, and does not oppress him in his honor, slander, backbiting, cheating, and in his blood, fighting, killing, this and that, threatening. No, Muslims do all these things. وَقَوْلُهُ لَا يَخْذُلُهُ. Another negation, another prohibition. The Muslim says he is the brother to another Muslim. A brother does not oppress his brother. Neither fail him. He does not fail his brother. إذا رآه يهان فإنه ينصره ويمنعه الخذلان عنه ويؤيده ولا يتركه للأعداء. This is the attitude of the Muslim. The Muslim doesn't fail his brother. When he see his brother being abused or attacked or in any way or humiliated, he take a stand and defend his Muslim brother. He don't turn his back and no. He defends the honor or the property of his brother. He said he don't leave him to the enemies. وَإِذَا رَأَ أَحَدًا يَتَكَلَّمُ فِيهِ فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَإِنَّهُ يُدَافِعُ عَنْهُ لَأَنَّهُ إِذَا تَرَكَهُ وَسَكَتَ كَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْخُذْلَانِ. So the Shaykh now he gave an example. You're in a gathering and then somebody or some people they're talking about your Muslim brother. They're talking about a Muslim brother. This and this and this and that. They backbiting him. It's a difference when a mubtadi' they are warning against him. That's different. That's not a ghaiba. If a person, for example, in a gathering and somebody mentioned you sophistes. Nah, you. Oh, and somebody says in that gathering, you sophistes, man, he's amazing. Allahu Akbar, we thank Allah for you. Then you're like, wait a minute, brother. This Yusuf is this that you love and this, and I don't blame you because you don't know who this man for real. This man, he does what he says, and if you want, we can play you some YouTubes and clips right now. That's his statement. This man is called to the Jahmiyyah, to the Mu'tazili Aqidah. This man is an ignorant. There's many, many mistakes this man fall into. Now at that moment that's not backbiting, you sophistes. It's not backbiting. Now you're showing to this person, and maybe there are people in that gathering too that don't know this man, they deceived by him. And we just use the you sophistes as an example. There's so many estesses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean the not only the internet but the earth from their evil. There's many of them out there, and they just talking and calling to evil, wal-iyadu billah. But that's not backbiting. But now it's different if you know there is a brother who's mashallah, normal brother, you know good about him. Of course, none of us is perfect. But no one has the right to just begin to backbite his brothers. That's backbiting is halal or haram. Is it makroh, right? Backbiting is makroh. That's what it is, right? And disliked. Huh? Is it haram? Is one of the what? Major sins. So how is it become the favorite snack for certain people? They get together, that's their favorite snack. Talking about and eating the flesh of their brothers. Tell them, change your diet, man. Don't eat the flesh of your brother. Well, but this, if it's in him, go talk to him. Why are you talking to us about your brother? Did you give him advice? Go give your brother advice. Naam, he said, this is how you they would take a stand. Sometimes people, they just sit there and like, they're like, no. Okay. Some people, they says, I didn't say nothing, it's not on me. Yes, on you. Because the Sheikh, he says, if you're in that gathering, and somebody backbite your brother, and you didn't say nothing, you have fallen to this khudlan. You failed your brother. Because somebody was talking about him, backbiting him, and you just sit there and, give me some more juice, brother. Yeah, juice? Now you want some more juice? What about the honor of your brother? No. You talk to that person. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَخَاكَ يُضْلَمْ فَإِنَّكَ تُنَاصِرْهُ وَتَمْنَعُ عَنْهُ الظُّلْمْ بِأَيِّ نَوْعِ. Likewise, if you see your brother being oppressed in any way, you do your best within your ability to remove that harm from that brother of yours. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أُنصُرْ أَخَاكَ ظَالِمًا أَوْ مَظْلُومًا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, assist your brother, whether he is the oppressor or he is the one who's been oppressed. You see? فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنصره إذا كان مظلوما أفرأيت إذا كان ظالما كيف أنصره. A man says, O Messenger of Allah, I understand assisting my brother if he's been oppressed, but how can I assist him and help him if he is the oppressor? He's the oppressor, how am I going to help him? قال تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. To prevent him from oppressing others, that's how you assist him. This is how you assist the oppressor. By what? Not by forwarding that nasty text message. Just send it to me. I got 3,000 tweets. I get it. I take care of it. No, this is not. No, you tell brother, somebody send you text message about your brother. Say, Akhi, what is this? Taqillah, man. It's not. فلا تظلم أخاك بأن يستر منك ظلم في حقه. And now sometimes you find people, mashallah, they sitting, gathering, whatever, eating, I don't know where, and then sometimes in the masjid, and they talking about a brother, he's this, he's that. Nothing, like, they just looking like, mashallah. No advice, nothing. And if it's done to them, they won't like it. Alhamdulillah, this class is for us to pay attention to the mistakes we make. Many times you find in a community a person is oppressing others. People steal his friends, man. Just like that. He's cheating people, taking their wealth, dragging them when he borrow money, even fighting them physically. Steal some people out, hanging with him in Dunkin' Donuts. Ask my brother. You mean your brother? He's oppressing others, he's stealing your brother like that? Who is the advice? Why do you advise him? Yeah, subhanAllah. They know men married this woman, treat her like trash, excuse my expression, beat her up, this, that, then move to another woman, to this. They still hug him in a parking lot and hang with him like nothing. Still go play baseball, basketball, fishing with him, whatever the case, like nothing. But if he's done it to his daughter, what is he going to do now? Is he going to fish with him? He may go take him fishing and drown him or something. Use that fishing trip only as an excuse for something else. You think he's going to go fishing with him? But why? Because the other woman, that's somebody else's daughter? This is for really, akhwan, barakallahu fikum. We stand for the haq. And that's good for that person who's been oppressing. Because once he comes to me next time, I give him salam. But listen, man, What you've done is wrong. I don't care. Don't talk to me. Then he go to this brother. Listen, this. He's like, SubhanAllah, man, nobody is talking to me. Not because my color, not because I'm from this country. All of them, they tell me the same evil that I've done, so I must be wrong. Then he's going to correct himself. But if one of us say, Akhi, look, you're still my Muslim brother, okay? But no, you're not my friend. Because what you've done the other day is evil. What you've done for that lady is evil. What you've done to that brother, that landlord, that business, whatever, is evil. But if I'm the only one and everybody else like, don't worry about Abu Muhammad. He's going to forget a couple of days. Give a couple of days. How are we going to change something now? Now we're going to encourage that person to stay doing what he's doing. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. Now, قال الشيخ حفظه الله فلا تظلم أخاك بأن يصدر منك ظلم في حقه ولا تتركه يظلم وأنت تقدر على دفع الظلم عنه سواء كان ظلما ماليا أو عرضا أو غير ذلك لأن عرض أخيك مثل عرضك. So the Sheikh, he says, do not oppress your brother. Don't harm your brother. No harm should come from you to your brother. And don't fail him when he's been oppressed by others. Likewise, don't fail him when he's oppressed by others while having the ability to assist him and aid him and help him. Even if that oppression is related to his wealth, his honor, or other than that. He says, look at the honor of your brother like your honor. Sometimes it's worse. I'm person this and that. And he befriend the Shi'i, who they slander the Sahaba, slander Aisha radiallahu anha. It's no problem. They hang with them, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? You're the same person saying bad things about your mother. Whoa, what are you going to do? Can you imagine? Well, this is the mother of the believers. They slander her. And as we give an example, you see a man in the community is known, cheat people in their wealth, take money, don't give it back. Maybe he has a business or whatever, cheating people many times, taking money, he never finished the job. They looking for him, let him in a limbo, like they say, subhanAllah, hardship of the hardship. What do? You steal, then like, he's your man. But if he does that to you, or to me, that's another story, right? That's not how we have things done. We have to feel the same thing. We feel for ourselves, we feel for our brothers. Somebody slandering the honor of a brother. I say, hey, taqillah. But I know, I'm their neighbors. Hey, who give you the right to talk about the man's family or daughters like that? Taqillah. Because if he start talking about your family, what are you going to do now? You're just going to say, it's okay. No. You're going to feel away, you're going to get mad, you don't like it. You don't like these things for your brothers as well. And I've seen this in many communities. You find some people, man, they do very bad things as related to honor, to wealth, properties. And still, when they treated by others like nothing wrong with them. They befriend them and hang with them. And the ulama, they says that's encouragement for those people. They're like, hey, so. But if we apply these guidelines, that's good for that person. Because he knows, look, I'm not treating you this way because you're black or white or Arab or non-Arab, bro. It doesn't matter, man. Because of your actions and your behavior, man. The Prophet ﷺ says, لا تظلموا, you're oppressing your brothers. Don't cheat, you're cheating. This, you know. That's why. This is my position. If you repent, you're my brother. And you're still my brother. This doesn't mean that people are going to take that person in some dark alley and do something. No, Salafiyah is not a gang. But you take the right stand. Give the man an advice, a nasiha. If he repent, alhamdulillah. But if he want to do whatever he want to do, so why he's still your friend and best friend and you're so close? Supposed to be close on the haqq, not on batil, on what's in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not what's in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give advice and we take a stance. Barakallahu feekum, as'alallahu li wa lakum at-tawfiq was-sadad was-salah wa sallallahu wa sallama ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.